When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website, and that would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll have the link you need to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the fabulous stories and photos and things about animals this week. There's a really cool-looking cat. It was one of the first posts this week. So check it out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And, hey, good morning, and I'm glad you're joining us on this, what appears to be here, at least from the studio's perspective, out the windows. Yes, I am in the studio this morning, and it's cloudy. But there's even a titch of a blue hint behind those clouds a few places, and I'm kind of shocked. So before we discuss the weather, let's get the table set because, well, not only do I have a lot of stuff going on in my life, but it seems like forever since I've been here in the studio and been with real people and not Zooming. And so that's really exciting. And Nathan, our Animal World production engineer, is here, and he's not on a screen. Good morning, Nathan. It's so good to actually see you.
Good morning, Martha. Great to see you as well.
And you are alive and well and all of that good stuff. It certainly
appears. I hope so. Otherwise, there's this weird dead zombie running around doing radio shows here at Hubbard Radio Seattle.
Well, that's true. I did question the way you looked a little bit ago, but that's because you had your hand up against your eye or something. And anyway, you looked a little strange, but it turned out to not be anything up. And then Animal World's call screener, Stacy Buck, is actually here with us, too. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
Good to see you in person.
Yes, it's been
again.
A while.
Yeah, yeah. And all is well in your world?
Doing great. Thank you.
Except that we have to let you, you're going to sneak out of here early.
I could have snuck out. Nobody would have known, but okay, we're spilling the beans here.
Well, yeah. Well, we have to because we have to tell everybody what you're, you know, I guess despite the fact that on one hand, it doesn't look like we're doing better with the virus and all of that because the numbers are going up and all that sort of thing. On the other hand, things are starting to happen again.
Yeah.
And there's something, there's something happening this afternoon that a lot of people are really excited about. And but before we actually go into that, I want to, because I know she can't keep her mouth shut anyway, and I'm delighted that I get to see her in person today, too, because that's been forever. Our wonderful animal communicator and medium, psychic person, and personal awareness coach, Natasha Ventures.
Hello.
Good morning,
good
Natasha.
Good morning, everyone.
And you ended up, you were able to get down here and through all the detours and stuff.
Oh,
because
yes.
Because there's a lot of construction going on around here.
So
They tried to lock you out of the station so you couldn't get here. But you found a way around.
And then there was a car accident with somebody trying to be up on the media or the cement blocks that keeps you from going over the edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was trying to go over, but yet, you know, it all works out.
Yeah, so just for anybody that doesn't know the logistics, we are in
The Bellevue area is where Hubbard Radio is in our five radio
South
stations.
Bellevue.
South Bellevue. And you come down from the Mount Vernon area.
Yep, right? The Skagit Valley.
So apparently there's a car on the median on the freeway somewhere between here and Mount Vernon.
Yeah, actually it was coming around the corner earlier to get onto 405, so it was like out of the blue. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad you made it here.
Oh, yes.
So anyway, let's go back to Miss Stacy, and now everybody's free to chime in here. We'll get back to the weather in a minute, but Stacy, this afternoon, am I wrong in thinking that this is a big deal? Because isn't this the first home game?
It is.
For the Seahawks, yes, at the Kingdom. It's not the Kingdom.
Lumen Field.
Oh, God. See, for dating my... Well, at what is it?
Lumen Field.
At Lumen Field, it's their first home game with a real audience.
Yes.
We don't have the cardboard cutouts and all that stuff anymore, right? So
real,
that's a huge
audience,
thing.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to the game, though.
No, I'm doing something better.
You're facilitating your friends being able to go, yes, to the game because, let's see, it was 2 years ago.
Right.
You snuck out early on home Seahawk days because you were being Aunt Stacy and babysitting.
Yes, he was a newborn.
New little
at
baby.
The time, yes.
And now, last year, of course, there wasn't any live, you know, games to go to, so... you didn't do any babysitting last year, but now this year, you're back on the docket babysitting again.
They're going to try. It's the first time they're going back to games, so they're going to see what it's like and give it a try. And so I said, yeah, I'll watch the little guy. He's 2 years old now, so hopefully he enjoys me as much as I'm.
Well, I was thinking, because, you know, you babysat for him 2 years ago.
When right.
I don't know if you've done any babysitting for him in the meantime.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I thought
they've
maybe...
been, you know, because it's the whole COVID thing. And,
well,
you know,
right,
we're all, like,
you'd...
keeping in our little bubbles, you know. Although his mom and I work together. But
I
still,
gotcha.
You know. And I've seen cute pictures of him, so he's very grown up now, so we'll see how this goes.
Well, see, because I was thinking, oh, well, Stacy's known him since he was a baby, so she'll do, you know, he'll be real comfortable, but apparently not. So he hasn't seen you since, well, hopefully he'll remember. But
yeah,
I tell you what,
they've been prepping him. So.
You know what? We have a psychic in the room.
Yeah, we'll see how.
So, Natasha, why don't you look at this afternoon and the energy with Stacy and what's the boy's name?
His name's Joe.
Joe. So,
yeah.
Stacy and Joe. Is Stacy going to survive this afternoon?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
With a 2 year old?
I'm excited.
Yeah. He's a little intuitive little one, though.
Is
so
he?
So, you can just kind of give a picture of what you're wanting a little bit ahead of time, and that will help.
Okay. Sounds like. Good plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, did y'all hear what she said? Because this is something y'all can pick up on. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, parents, anybody. Got little kids. The younger human babies are, when they pop out fully open.
Yes, they are.
And then we don't encourage it and we suppress it. And, you know, and the kid's growing up saying, the dog says he's thirsty. Dogs don't talk. Go away. You know, we don't. And so we, you know, anyway. So the younger they are, the easier they are on these levels, right, Natasha?
Yes.
And so what she's not fluent. So, you know how you talk to animals and how I've taught you to do that. Mm-hmm. You talk out loud and you imagine it in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, guess what? It works with babies and little kids as well or better than it does with animals.
It does. A lot of them are surprised when you talk with them through your mind's eye. You know, that third eye, you know, they because they came from those realities where we didn't speak.
Right.
And so they know how to talk ESP or whatever you want to call it, you know, through the mind. And it's pretty magical. The thing is, though, when he gets upset, you won't be able to talk with him. But yet, if you work with him along the way, it will help.
I'm envisioning, he likes forts, I hear, so we're going to play forts, and like he's got all these little trucks he likes, so that's perfect. I'm going to get on
cool.
the ground,
yeah.
And we're going to play with all these
goodies. It really, really, really makes a difference, your attitude and what you do with your mind if you're working with a baby or a child. And so, who cares if we stay on schedule? As long as we do advertisements on time, and Nathan will be okay. So I'm stepping off. I'm on a tangent here because this is so helpful. I'm just going to tell you how easy and simple this stuff is. first thing you got to remember with babies is that the picture, because they get the pictures, just like animals do, okay? The pictures come in through the right brain. Right brain does not accept negatives. So don't and no statements do not transfer visually.
They don't.
So let's say you got a baby that's biting you. Well, we'll make it a human baby, not a dog baby. And you say, "Don't bite me." Well, in the picture the kid gets, there's no don't. So you're actually telling them, "Bite me."
Yep.
Okay. So this is what I think they even teach it sometimes in child rearing classes these days. You know, you've got a young kid and they pick up something, you know, a toddler, and it picks up something breakable off the table. If you say, "Don't drop it," their right brain hears "drop it" and they'll drop it right away. So you have to say, "Gently put it back on the table," or "Carefully bring it over here to me." And then that gets through, and then so that they can follow the direction. So
my go-to word was be nice.
Okay, yeah.
And even with my cat, be nice. Because she's a little moody one.
Just so, yesterday, nice. I was doing a session with a puppy and who was beating up the kids. And I use often be gentle. Gentle with the baby. Gentle with babies, sort of thing. But same thing. You use the words that describe what you want. Now, I'll tell you how effective this can be. I did a counseling session, private session, and this was a long time ago. It was a summer day, though, I remember, because I was in, had light clothing on, and I remember arriving at the house. But wherever I had gone, it was a long drive, and so I had to go to the bathroom. So as soon as they let me in the house, and it was a big entryway, and maybe probably 50 feet that went down through this big, huge entryway, and the bathroom was at the end. And the living room, family room we were going to work in was off to the left side of the door when I entered. So as soon as I got there, I was like, "Oh, I really have to use the bathroom, so can I do that first?" And they said, "Sure," they directed me to the bathroom. So I come in with a briefcase as well as my purse. So I set my briefcase down at the entrance to the living room where we were going to work next to a chair. And then I went down to the bathroom. When I came out of the bathroom, so I recall I was seeing a golden retriever, but when I came out of the bathroom, looked down the hall, they had a little girl. She was a toddler. So, and I'm not good at when, Natasha, you know more about kids because you do kids. how old kids are when they're just starting to haul them up so they can barely stand, but they can't. But if they have their hand
that's
on.
That's about one.
Okay, so about that age, little girl. So they're not talking much. Mm-hmm. They don't talk. And anyway, so I come out of the bathroom and I look, and the little girl has hauled herself up and is propped up leaning on my briefcase right next to the chair. So as I'm walking, and the parents are sitting in the living room waiting for me. So as I come out of the bathroom and I start walking down the hall, I start talking to a little girl, and I said, "Sweetie, I'm coming down there, and once I get there, I'm gonna pick up that briefcase and go over and sit down on the other side of the room. So by the time I get there, I want you to shift your weight over to the big chair, so I can take the briefcase. And you will be balanced on the big chair." And now I said that all out loud and loud enough so the baby could hear me, but the parents could hear me too. And I just imagined it happening in my mind as I said it. Okay. So I walk down there. By the time I get to the chair, the kid has shifted her weight over and is leaning on the big chair and is off my briefcase. So I picked up my briefcase, go sat down, took a look at the parents. Their jaws are on the floor. "How did you do that?" So that was our beginning of communication 101 for them and their dog, because it works the same. But so it's really, really important to remember that, because it makes all the difference in the world.
It does.
Now, then Natasha was saying, you were telling Stacy, think about what you want or what you're going to do a little ahead of time.
Exactly.
Is that what you said? Okay, I got another one for that one. All right, so this is a family, a session I did a long time ago down in the South End. Young couple, the very big hearts and fostered kids and stuff and adopted. Now, they had a basset hound that was biting everybody in the family. That's why I was there. Smart, sensitive basset hound. We straightened all of that out. But in the course of how I work and teaching them all this stuff, and especially when we got the communications, well, and then I kind of get to know the family very well because, you know, I'm spending sometimes 4 to 6 hours with them at one time. They had a teenage son, and I don't recall if he was a foster and adopted or whether it was their child or what, but like in the 15-year-old age range, but just a new teenager. And they were saying, oh, it's getting really bad, Martha, because he was autistic. And they said, it's starting to be a battle every night to get this kid to go to bed. And we're dreading it, you know, and we're sitting in the kitchen and he's out watching TV, and that now we know we got to get him to go to bed. And he and his dad are really starting to have arguments. This is really bad. Well, now this was at least a couple decades ago when I did this session. Mm-hmm. Well, at the time, you know, I was already teaching this stuff and all of that. I said, well, you know, when you've got, you know, kids or people that have a deficit in one area, they are often are more gifted in others and all that
Definitely.
Sort of stuff. So I already know that this kind of the telepathic, empathetic, interspecies communication, or same species in this case, works really well with them. I said, so let's try an experiment. I said, so tonight, when, you know, just before it's time to go to bed, and he's in the front room watching TV and you guys are in the kitchen, instead of worrying, thinking you're going to have a battle and all this sort of stuff, I want you guys to sit there. These are the parents. Sit there and you imagine in your mind how you want this to go, that he gets up and he turns off the TV and then he goes up to bed and gets his jammies on and crawls in ready for you to say goodnight and all that sort of stuff. And you just imagine him cooperating and doing all of this ahead of time. And you imagine that for a little while, and then you go in and go through the process. And well, the next day, I get a phone call. Oh, my gosh, Martha, it was a miracle. You won't believe what happened. It got to be his bedtime. He's watching TV. It's going to be a battle. We caught ourselves. We sat in the kitchen and we just visualized the process. And like you told us, and we got up and went into the front room. And guess what? Dead silence. TV's off. Lights off. We go upstairs. He's in his jammies and he's in his bed waiting for us to say, you know, it's like, so that was the end of their problems. And this family, they became very good acquaintances over the phone and would check in and all of that. They eventually moved down to Colorado and would still communicate and stuff. And so a few times over the one time they called me a few years later and said, oh, we're fostering a baby. It's not doing well. Baby won't eat. We've tried everything to get it to take the bottle. And my husband's upstairs trying to get her to take a bottle. And the doctor says if she doesn't take it in 30 minutes, we have to go to the ER. And we don't know what to do. So I said, I know what to do. I know why you called me. Calm down. So, you know, get her to breathe. Calm down. Okay, get out of the fear and the worry. Now he's upstairs trying to feed the baby. You sit down there and now you just breathe. And imagine the baby taking the bottle and how happy you feel when you go upstairs and find out she's taken the whole bottle. And so she did all that, calls me back, you know, 45 minutes later, did what you said, went upstairs. She's taken the whole bottle. Life is grand. Everything. So, you know, calls like that. So what Natasha brought up here is really important. Mm-hmm. And not only is important with animals, but it's really important with kids and babies. Now, do you think, Natasha, is there a time, you know, we know when they're babies, they pop out clear, and they're toddlers before they start talking, they're really clear and all that. What's the age when it really starts to go, or is there a time?
I don't really think that there's a time.
Oh, okay.
I don't really think that there is a time. I think that that's called energy.
Okay.
And if you work with the energy and we're asking it, it's not about demanding or expectations. It's about asking it to move with you, it makes a big difference. And we have a lot of kids who are Asperger's or you know, had the
well, because you, for anybody that doesn't know, you work in the child. You work at a school.
I work in elementary.
And you
school.
Manage children.
I manage children. Luckily now less hours, but but that's the thing is we're getting a lot of kids who are on the spectrum. So I'm just going to say that word.
Okay.
And a lot of them have souls that came from lifetimes where we didn't speak and. They're used to the energy being more open and more flowing. A lot of the kids are star beings. So the star beings don't talk with their mouths. They talk with their mind and their energy. And these kids don't understand our earthly energies. And so that's why they're coming across with more spectrum energies now. That's my perspective, at least.
Interesting. Yeah. I lost my train of thought. So
we just have some very interesting souls that are coming into this world, and they are the more that we work with the energies. What are we asking the energies to be? Calm, grace, and ease, love, and light. We communicate what we're asking for. A lot of times, that energy does present itself, and in its own way. That's why I was saying take the expectations off, because it's not about expectations. It's about asking the energy. And the energy does usually present more like what we would wish for, because we're working with it instead of expecting it.
Well, you never know. We just kind of go with the flow and what happens around here. And it is feeling like it might be storytelling day today, because I got another one. But I don't want to go into it now, because we got to keep Nathan happy.
Yes.
I mean, you have to. So remind me. Now, I wrote down a trigger for me, but I've got a Cairo. This is when I was on Cairo TV.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Cairo story for you about autism and all this whole thing, and I want your perspective on it. So that's why I think it's coming up now, because you haven't heard this story. So we are going to take care of advertisers, because it really technically is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So
Yes. Listen,
pay attention, support them, thank them, all that good stuff. And then we'll come back and probably talk about the weather, but then we've got to officially start the show. And then we'll get into, I've got a few other things that you know, we'll chat about. We will have open phone lines throughout the show today. And so, you know, if you want to talk to me, you've got questions about your animal friends, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday. But it's also talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha. So if you want a reading with her, you can pick up your phones anytime and call. And but at some point we'll officially start the show and then officially open the phone lines and all that good stuff. So for right at the moment, stay right where you are. We're taking care of who takes care of us. So Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And we are here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And You can find out everything that's going on there. They've got all kinds of yoga classes and other classes and all kinds of stuff going on. And the wonderful thing is that it's all Zoomed or streamed now. And in some cases, if you follow the protocols, you can join in person. Others are virtual or online only. But everything, even if there's a in-person option, is online with streaming or Zooming, depending on the type of class that it is. So check them out, anandawa.org. And then do keep in mind that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help to understand their usually dog friends and get things under control quickly and set up for success. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so if you or anyone you know has got problems with your animal friends, you can give me a call. However, I've still got craziness going on in my life, and so I am super, super busy, very high demand for sessions, and right now I can't schedule anybody because I'm only scheduling weekends because I got all this stuff going on with my house, and so scheduling's going to be a little tricky for a while because I'm doing phone evaluations and putting people on a list. And then when I know a day opens up, I can work, I'm plugging them in. So I don't have a long list at this point because Divine Mother's been very helpful in controlling what comes my way at this point. But just if you need help from me, I am here and I would love to serve you. I'm free on the air today. And just be patient with me, though, because we might play phone tag for a little bit with my schedule as much as it's changing these days. So if you need to chat with me about your animal friends, number's 360-217-7258. If you want to do it off the air, but you can always call us today on Animal World, and the call-in number's local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 888-298-5569. Just remember the 1-888-298-5569. Email, you can use anytime during the show. We will get it, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Well, alrighty, let's backtrack a little bit. We'll kind of rewind to half hour ago and say, Nathan, what the heck's going on with the weather?
Just looks like a bunch of gray sheets of clouds out there, doesn't
it? Well, yeah, but it was the hype up to this weekend was we got this huge storm, up to 5 inches of rain coming everywhere. Now, I know we got a lot of places got a lot of rain last night. I had asked specifically the weather angels and Divine Mother to have the storm go around me simply because I didn't want the first storm in my glamping in the driveway trailer and everything going on happening, you know, the night before I have to get up, you know, at the crack of dawn to do radio mm-hmm. and stuff. And the powers that be cooperated nicely. I was watched it on radar all evening, and the red, you know, the hot red, mm-hmm. yellow stuff just barely skirted around me in my area. So that worked out well. But I did get a little bit of wind, not huge, a lot of rain for a while. And cottonwoods dropped some big limbs, but, you know, mm-hmm. I just tell them where to drop them, and they cooperate, and that's very nice. So that was not a big deal. And so it's, but then, you know, it's, I expected to probably get a call from Natasha this morning saying, oh, it's too bad. I don't want to make the drive. But mm-hmm. Now there was stuff she had to avoid driving down here, but it wasn't the weather.
No, it wasn't.
So did something change? Because I thought it was supposed to be really bad today, and then it would start lightening, it would rain tomorrow but get better, and then it was going to be summer for the last day of summer on Tuesday. So what's going on with
it's
the weather?
It's just kind of a spontaneous and sporadic type yeah. weather storm event we're going through right here that's pushed over off the coast. And I remember yesterday I got in here and I had the weather report ready. I was going to say it's going to be raining throughout today. It's like, okay, I'm looking outside. This is the morning and it's clear skies, maybe partly cloudy at most. It's like, I'm going to have to change my weather report. It's not raining. And then the afternoon came along and then suddenly the skies just got really gray and it started raining, got misty. I even saw a little flash of lightning on the west side of Seattle. I was like, yep, There it is. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be kind of like the same thing today. It looks a little bit deceiving this morning, but more rain and heavier rain is expected probably around 3 p.m. this afternoon and going
into the
evening.
That's what I heard, too.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, like my dad always called them the banana belts, you know, because, you know, if you're going north and south, there's like four or five or seven, you know, going between here and where I live. You know, where there's just these strips where weather just does its natural uniform thing. And you know, you can be in one part of like, let's say, a South Everett, and you'll be sunshine. You get to North Everett, and you'll be in downpours and rain. So it just depends on what, as the old saying goes, banana belt you're in.
Or if you don't like the weather, just wait either 20 minutes or drive 5 miles.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll change.
So I think maybe it depends on what area you're in as to how much rain and when and
exactly.
all of that you're getting. I know it skirted me, but there was some major rain and, you know, some of those red, yellow areas on the radar that went through last night. Nathan, you're kind of down in the south end.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a lot of big weather last night?
I heard there was a little bit of lightning while I was at work over here down in the southern areas. But for the most part, it was just like a moderate rain. I don't think it really got too heavy. Not much wind at all. We didn't lose power or have our lights flicker like some places did.
How about Stacy? Because you're what, in Seattle?
No, I'm just...
South of here. That's what I thought. You're south of here. You said weather, nothing to speak of.
I mean, there's some heavy rain yesterday afternoon, but
that's nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And how about up in Mount Vernon area?
Friday is when we really got it.
Okay.
And the neighbor lost part of its tree, and our power went out for a little while, and there were some places that got.
All right. So you're one of those, because I'd heard there were power outages and a lot of downed trees and all of that, but I wasn't exactly sure.
It was more down
sure
Buckley
where.
And Edenclaw area, I thought. But yeah, but we flickered
and then some
pretty
up
good.
Towards you. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we flickered here too on Friday night. The studio lights were doing little flickers. Yeah. Everything was fine, of course. We got backup generators, but I did notice quite a bit of flickering going on Friday night.
Yeah, and then I heard the rain pretty good when I was going to bed, but eh.
Yeah, okay.
It's all perspective.
All right, so it looks like, you know, we skated a little bit on this one. We're getting the rain that we've so dearly needed, but not a huge amount of thunder and lightning storms, which, you know, we don't like to have those when there's still the possibility of fires and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we're getting some of the rain that we need, but without a whole lot of trauma, so... Just, I guess, pay attention and look. The best thing is, like Nathan, don't go with the written weather report. Look out the window because it might be changing.
And bring an umbrella or a hood.
Actually, in my case, I was going with the written weather report because I was looking out the window and it was bright and sunny yesterday morning. It's like, where is that rain they're talking about? Oh, yep, there it is. Now it's here.
Yep, so that may be your best weather report is to look out your window and see what's going on. You said about 3 o'clock, it looks like it's coming in, but I think what the Seahawks game, what is it? Cause 1:15, I think is,
one
kickoff, something like
1:30.
That.
1:25.
Is it supposed to be, do they get rained on or are they going to?
It's possible. I mean, they might start to get a little bit of a misty or heavier drizzle by the time the game gets closer to finishing, but.
Okay.
It's a little bit hard to say at this point.
No, but you better break your take your raincoat and your umbrella if you're going to the game, for sure, huh? All righty. I guess we are caught up with all of that. So it is time, before we get back to our autism discussion and the awesome story, I have to tell you that happened so many years ago that I saved to tell at important times. We need to officially start the show. And if you haven't been here... for me doing that, I start the show every Sunday by honoring the saint that guides my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And then I have a bunch of affirmations that we'll do. And I have to say, it's a little talking behind the scenes here and in the kitchen. Natasha, I know you said something quickly about switching up an affirmation, but bottom line is that we're going to do...
I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I respect it.
Forgive me, I'm better at last-minute changes when I'm not in any way.
I get it.
Okay, thank you. All righty, so we are going to start with a little prayer for our animal friends, And this is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of living, of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, a little longer one for us human animals. This would be the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, get to our group of affirmations here. I've got several in this group, and then one that concludes the whole process. And these I just say out loud three times. And you can join me. This is a voluntary participation, so you can join me if you like, out loud or silently or not at all, and or you can use them daily as I do in my life. It's totally up to you. And this first one we're doing for our individual selves, and then some of them we do for us. It's kind of an animal world collective, but this one is just for ourselves. And here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, affirmation number two. This one we do for ourselves as an animal world collective. And boy, do I find this affirmation powerful. And I'm using it because I need it right now, but I'll tell you what, it really, really works. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Ooh, yes, I like that one a lot. Okay, now we have... another affirmation. I was going to say this came originally from Natasha, and I think she's got plans for something else, but we're not getting...
Yeah, that's okay.
A change is coming, it sounds like. All right, but here we go, and this one I find even more important in my life right now than the last one. Probably one reason why I... Anyway, here we go. And this is for us as individuals. Everything... Oh, let's see. Me and my body gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Me and my body gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Me and my body gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Yes, it has been very beneficial to me. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I don't know. I'm hanging in there. But if I didn't have these affirmations, I'm not sure where I'd be.
Affirmations make the world.
It makes a huge
the
huge
individual
difference.
Walk so much more graceful.
Would be so easy for me to now just go off the deep end and tank and go into the negative thinking and all that stuff, but when you have these affirmations, you can use them to pull yourself mm-hmm. out of that, get back onto the right track, and it makes a huge difference. Because, yeah, it was one thing after another going on with my, you know, plumbing leak project and all of that. But as soon as something blows up the solution happens. And, you know, you just have to stay as centered as you can and keep as positive as you can. But I certainly find that these help tremendously. All right. This next affirmation is from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and it is intended to give us the well-being and attitude so that we can go out in the world that can be so threatening at this time and feel healthy and spreading wellness rather than going out in fear of contracting something. So here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty. Now to conclude that group of affirmations, please cross your hands over your chest and say along with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. And now the last affirmation, again from the Ananda Worldwide, and this is the Warriors of Light affirmation. And with everything going on just locally around us here, everything going on in the country, in the world, there is so much going on. We really need to spread this love train all over the planet. So that this is part of that. Okay, we're sharing the love. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, we are all spiritualized and energized up for the day and the week. And we will get the physical part of that going when we actually do get on the love train at 10 and 11 today. And all righty, we are officially, oh gosh, it only took 42 minutes and 46 seconds, and we're now official. And wouldn't you know, it's time for Nathan to take over again. So before we continue our discussion, we'll take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. And phone lines are open. You could interrupt at any time if you've got something you want to chat with me or Natasha or both of us about. So I'll give you the phone numbers one more time, and then we'll just keep our discussion going in between phone calls. So here we go. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free 1-888-298-5569. Email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And listen, those birds don't. Oh, I got a new bird this week. Woohoo! Tell you about that later. Anyway, Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're, believe it or not, just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Well, we're getting into storytelling and all kinds of good stuff. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching and readings from Natasha Day. So phone lines are open, and we are just going to continue on with our discussions, and until and unless you guys interrupt and want us to chat with you personally. And we heard, of course, from our wonderful Nels Rasmussen, who is making his way back to our area. He's been on vacation with his wife, Martha. I know there were somewhere out in the middle of nowhere of Idaho and Montana and all of that, and His next house call day is Tuesday, so they have to be back by then. But I think they're still out of town and making their way back at this point. But he has still got the do-it-yourself Rasmussen Reset program available to you, and he always does a free telephone evaluation. He'd like you to go through the website to contact him, and that's spiritualpetconnection.com. Click on the contact link and just fill out the form and say, hey, I want to talk to you. And he will arrange that. And let's see. We also heard from Whispering Dragon. We are still holding the space for Jude. And she is getting stronger all the time. And she's still working a couple days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays now. She's in the middle of doing her first big, huge class this weekend. And it's a class she's been teaching Saturday, Sunday, today, and tomorrow. And it's a class she hadn't taught for a couple of years. And so Friday is my day that I help Jude and we do stuff. And I have to say that there's a lot of stuff going on for her. And I don't know, Natasha, maybe it's something astrologically, but I don't know anybody that doesn't have a lot of stuff going on in their life. And the people that I know that have the most stuff going on, it's kind of like what the pattern that I'm seeing with me. Something happens, you know, you're getting through it, things are looking good, and we're getting, and then boom, there's something else. Okay, and then we get through that, looking good, man, something else. You know, there's all these lights at the end of the tunnels, but they're trains. Not lights. And I don't, and so I don't think it's just me.
No,
because
it's not.
Almost everybody I know is having, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you'd think we would be done, but oh no, it's kind of that part of, you know, when you think you're at the end of your rope, is usually when you go, okay, I give. And that's when the universe says, yes, now we can get in and do the work for them and with them. You know, so the stars and the planets, including our personal paths, are all in that shakeup of what we're doing. It's kind of like right now, we're going into a full moon on Monday with the equinox 2 days later, and then we have Mercury going into retrograde on the 27th, and it's in Libra. So Libra, the sign of Libra,
the scales
is a balance.
Right?
And so it's about finding balance. It's about finding that gift of knowing that I know a lot of people are struggling right now with perfectionism, and you can't be perfect in these nowadays. It's going to ruin us. It's a personal stress that I'm asking people if they can just step out of that perfectionism, because it's not worth the stress anymore.
Yeah.
It's really not, because life is not going to be perfect anymore. It's going to be what's in front of us.
Yeah, I got a message on some of, you know, with what's going on at my house with this, you know, the hidden flood that I had, and now, you know, the demolishing the inside mm-hmm. of my house and all of that. And I'd heard in my head is that this is part of your transformation.
Yeah. So
I'd already been warned a lot, you know, that I had a big transformation going on, and it's been going on for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, I'm thinking this must be we're cleaning out the bottom of the bucket now and getting all the crap out.
Yes.
And then we're going to build back pretty.
Yep, exactly. It's kind of like when I had the roof literally taken off my house, because we went from shingles to shakes to shingles. And, you know, literally the roof came off emotionally, physically, spiritually, and a lot of things. So life is about cleaning up.
Yep.
What do we want to let go of? The full moon's about what are we done with? What are we done with? Like, I had a girlfriend I was helping clean out her house or clean out a room, and she's like, 50% of this is not coming in. What are we done holding on to, literally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually?
And boy, you know, since I had to, see, I don't have access to my bedroom or bathrooms. So, like, you know, a third of my house is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite interesting living with it, but having to move a whole lot of stuff out of those three rooms. You know, and it's stuffed around my house, other places. You know, and I see a lot of people, like just the session I did yesterday, they're remodeling their whole house. So their house looks like mine. They got, you know, how you get, if you're doing work in your house, you have to stash stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gets messy before it gets organized and
yep.
better. And that's kind of what I look like. But boy, am I finding stuff that I can throw away. Oh, God, what is this doing in that drawer? You know, how those drawers in the bathroom, you know, that pile up and you never get to the bottom of the drawer. So instead of sorting through them, I didn't have time to do that. So I just took the whole drawers out. So the kitchen drawers are piled up in my kitchen. The bathroom drawers
mm-hmm.
piled up in my kitchen. But it's given me the opportunity when I cruise by to see something in the, what is that? Or I'm looking for something. Oh, what are the, ew. And yeah, so I'm doing that. I'm mm-hmm. purging and getting rid of a lot
of
stuff.
It's like
that's we're on
we're,
track
we're
for
on that.
That. We're supposed to be doing that.
We are. It's like my husband broke a garage window and we moved in 20 years ago. So we cleaned up 20 years worth of cobwebs and dust in the garage. And it was like, wow, that was refreshing, actually, you know, because it cleaned up so much old energy.
Well,
it
and I have to tell you, talking about energy.
Oh, it's
like
huge
this,
right now.
Well, you know, I've been living this, the hidden flood I discovered. It's probably been a couple months now since I discovered it and this whole thing started. But, you know, it's been one thing after another. I was delayed and you know, when the positive test for asbestos, then that delayed everything. Well, finally, this last week, stuff started to happen in terms of, you know, getting the trailer in for me to live in last weekend. And then Monday, the demolition began. And just to give you an idea, Natasha, about why I'm saying be gentle with me today, because I'm not sure where what day it is and all of that, except I know it's Sunday because I'm here, but I still don't, because, you know, folks, you know, you've been with me for 28 years. I'm not a morning person. This is an unusual thing for me on Sundays, and I've learned to deal with this. But other than that, I'm not a morning person. Okay. And I worked for a veterinarian back in the 60s, and he used to say, I'm not a morning person. My heart doesn't even start till 11.
Well, I can understand
know,
that.
Now I kind of relate to why he always said that. Well, so anyway, they had told me Monday morning, and this is off of Sunday. I figured, well, I got to get, you know, I'm up earlier for radio on Sunday. This will be good. Give me a day. And so Monday I can get up early. So they told me they'll be at 7 a.m. So I have to know when you're coming because, you know, this is a big deal for me. 7 a.m. So I do my best to go to bed early on Sunday night. But I don't make it, of course. So I don't get a lot of, but anyway, so I set my alarm 6 a.m. and it's my first night in the trailer. Okay, well, I'm much closer to the road, and it's not as well sound insulated as in my bedroom mm-hmm. and all of that. So I had to get used to all of those sounds along with that. So alarms, 6 a.m., and so I'm just finishing up my little mini meditation, so I'll be in somewhat of a presentable form, you know, to deal with people, and then I'm, you know, going to get up and go back to the house and feed the animals and all of that. I'm just coming out of that mini meditation, and I hear voices. I look out the window of the camper, 6:15 a.m., and they're arriving. So I poke out, you know, in my jammies and say, oh, I wasn't expecting you till 7. Like, oh, is that a problem? We didn't know how long it would take us to get here. It's okay. We'll wait. So they waited. You know, I had to get up and get the mm-hmm. animals fed and get the cats in there. Anyway, that's a whole nother story. But that's how I got here. They once they got going, then that was the day that everything got torn out. Mm-hmm. So the shower got torn out and the vanity got torn out and the floors got torn up and the walls got flood cut. And so they took everything out. Now, I wasn't sure, but, you know, the time they were finished and they took me back in to before they closed everything mm-hmm. up with the plastic barriers and zipper doors and all of that, because then it has to all dry out. To look at it, I was a little nervous because I kind of thought I'd go back and see all this demolition and then I'd kind of be pretty devastated. But Natasha was amazing. I went back and I walked. It was like, oh, my God. With all that stuff out of there and all of the mm-hmm. asbestos-contaminated stuff and the wet...
The energy shifted
completely. Mm-hmm. And I walked and was like, oh, wow! And that's what I got. This is part of your transformation. Mm-hmm. And that's when that voice came in. It was like, this is absolutely amazing. It totally shifted. It felt completely different. And the area was even brighter. The whole house was... I mean, that mm-hmm. end of the house all bright... It really, really changed it, just getting the stuff out of there.
Yeah.
And I was taken by surprise.
With me doing feng shui and me reading the energies of the land and stuff like that, I walked into my girlfriend's room and I went, woo, and she goes, yep, I guess you know what's going on in there, don't you? You know, I read the energies, and it's amazing how when we shift something, like I was saying, taking the cobwebs out of a 20-year garage.
It felt refreshing.
And
that's what it was
shifting.
Like going back into my bedroom when it had been demolished. Mm-hmm. It was like, this feels so good.
Exactly.
It was really shocking.
You're going to probably notice that when you put things back, you might put your bed back differently. You might, you know, it's all those different things that shift us to our greater good for our future.
Yeah.
It's amazing doing that work.
Yeah, it really, really, really was already transformational.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some more layers that piled on that after, you know,
yes,
this weekend, all of that sort of stuff. But that's how the week started, up at 6 a.m. And then I had several of those days during the week because, you know, the mm-hmm. work continued. It didn't just happen anyway. So that's why I'm not always knowing what day it is and all that good stuff.
Well, it's amazing when we don't get sleep how much we get discombobulated.
Okay, so before we gear up for Love Train, and we will continue in the next hour with our discussions and phone calls when and if they come in. And but astrologically, we've got full moon is mm-hmm. building right now, and the full moon is
about endings, about
but it is today, tomorrow,
Monday,
full moon Monday,
mm-hmm.
fall equinox Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday's the last full day of summer. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be 7 degrees and sunshine. So that's kind of cool. And then Mercury goes into retrograde.
On the 27th. We're in the shadow effect of it right now. We're getting in it. We're getting it. It's starting to pick up speed. And when a planet goes into retrograde, it's the re's. Redoing, rethinking, remembering. It's the re's.
So cleaning out is a good thing. All righty. And so we will start the next hour. We're going to go back to the discussion we were having about telepathic empathetic communication applying to children just as with animals. But then because the story I just told was about an autistic boy and how the communication really helped with that, going to ask you the question and ask Natasha. And the next story I'm going to tell you is, do we choose to be autistic? Do kids choose? Do we, we always know that there's
that
some interesting.
That is the big
All right, so I got a story for Natasha when we start the next hour. So right now, we're gearing up for the love train. And folks, this is not optional. Dancing is required. This is your exercise for the day and the week. And you are required to join in. Now, that's okay because you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join the love train with me because I'm going to cruise through your house, pick you up, and we'll get all energized up, spread the love all over the planet, and then we continue and we'll talk about autism and all that good stuff. Now, I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer, and here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.